The Greenhouse with Jill Gauntlett.
Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, travel sickness plagues more than half of children on a regular basis, and 8 out of 10 of the overall population will suffer at some point in their life. There's lots of ways to combat it, or do they ever work? And one of them is maybe to use ginger. And ginger botanical brewer Jeff Wright is on the phone to have a chat with us. Very good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Jill.
First of all, I've got to ask you, what's a botanical brewer, a ginger botanical brewer? Not easy to say.
It's not easy to say, and it's a lot harder to do. Ginger botanical brewing is taking ginger root and turning it into ginger beer. It's a process that takes 7 days. And is liable to one or two explosions if you don't do it right.
I bet it is. Quite tasty as well. Now, tell us first of all, now, I mean, it is a lot of people now that seems to suffer more and more with travel sickness. I don't know if it's different cars or just what it is. But what sort of people are more susceptible to travel sickness?
The groups that are most susceptible to travel sickness are indeed children, who over half of them... of children aged between 4 and 16 suffer travel sickness on a regular basis.
And quite honestly, I mean, I used to suffer, I don't know if it's hereditary, but I always used to feel bad in the back of the car, but I'm okay in the front. And you never seem to get it when you're driving. But my daughter now suffers with it. Now, we've tried lots of different things. There are, of course, herbal, and there are things that you can buy in a chemist at a tablet form. But what's the actual difference between the two?
I think there are proprietary medicines that will cure travel sickness, and they're very effective. However, as with most medicines, they don't taste particularly nice and are liable to have side effects, most notably drowsiness.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you don't want to be drowsy when you arrive after a long journey.
No, that's true. Nothing worse, is there? And also the other thing I do find, and I don't know if you think this is true, but if you're reading and you're in a car and you're one of those people that may suffer with travel sickness, I think it can bring it on quicker as well, can't it?
Well, that is actually the reason why we suffer from travel sickness. It's the confusing signals that your brain is receiving from your eyes, which is focusing on something fixed and therefore thinks that everything is stationary, and your inner ear, which is actually telling you that you're moving. And it's this sort of dysmorphia that actually causes this nauseous feeling.
Oh, that's weird. So those things that you used to be able to hang on the back of your car, still think you can, they're chains or like arrows pointing down. How are they supposed to work then?
I have to say, I do not know.
You don't know. Okay, well, my daughter does have these C-bands that she wears that she pushes. I had them when I was pregnant and they did nothing for the nausea, morning sickness. But she said I didn't use them right, and you have to put them on a pulse on your wrist, and she pushes them about and they work brilliantly.
Uh-huh.
But it does say that ginger reduces travel sickness. So how does that help then?
One of the key constituents, ingredients within ginger are the things that are called ginger rolls. And these actually act as a calmative, such that if you're feeling nauseous, it just settles your digestive system. Ginger doesn't just work on travel sickness. It's very helpful for pregnant women suffering from morning sickness.
Do you know, the doctor recommended, because I was very bad with morning sickness with all three of mine, and he recommended ginger biscuits, funny enough.
Yeah. It's also very effective for people who are receiving chemotherapy. And indeed, we have many letters from people who swear by Fentimans ginger beer as something that helps them cope with a very difficult treatment.
Well, it all sounds very interesting then. So I'm going to investigate further into this, Jeff. I'm going to get some ginger and try it out on my daughter because she is the guinea pig for me. And I'm going to get back to you. But it's great to talk to you. And thank you very much for offering those tips, because that's what we love on this programme.
Not at all. My pleasure, Jill.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thank
you very much. Of course, that's Jeff there, who is a botanical brewer. And he reckons that ginger does help you with your travel sickness. If you've got some remedies, we want to hear about them. We'd love to hear about them. Do give us a call, 08459 455 555.